Southwest Mobile again.
4DOS and 4DJC, how you doing today, Gary?
JM4DOS Mobile, I'm doing real good. Hope you are.
Good evening, Gary. It's had rain here. It was awful muggy outside. Just took a walk around the yard to make sure there wasn't a snake laying out there somewhere where I wasn't expecting to see one. Got a couple of groundhogs over here next door to me. I've been keeping an eye out on those guys. They had got put a half heart trap out there, but they must know what it was because they ain't stuck their nose out.
And it is kind of muggy out. I had to run out and make a couple of errands. Gonna go back home and see if I can run the lawnmower and get my wires and strings up for my green beans. We'll have to wait and see how that goes. I got to get them up in the next day or two. Don't want the plants to get too high before I get the strings for them to run. I got some, I plant half runners, and they're easier to pick than the bush beans as far as I'm concerned, but they're a lot more work to get ready.
And I always had a pretty good sized garden years ago before that people had rototillers and stuff. We had a guy in town that had an old mule. He come down and plow it for us. And we had a little bit of everything. Had beans and I take it back. We never raised any watermelons or anything like that. He wasn't mostly beans and enough tomatoes to supply the neighborhood. We had a little cannery right above the house on the school elementary grounds up there that was run by the, I think that was a ladies and lunchroom for the American Legion or something like that ran that thing. They ran it in the late summer. They used to go up there and do canning and that sort of thing. They don't do that. They haven't done that in years. They don't do that sort of thing anymore. It was a big deal back in the day.
There it was. We grow a little bit of everything. We don't grow any watermelons or cantaloupes. But we grow tomatoes and green beans and lima beans and corn and okra and peppers and that sort of thing. But we eat off of it a lot, too. You know, we do a lot of eating during the summer off the vines. And then the wife cans a bunch, so we eat off of it all winter long. And you were talking about groundhogs. I had a groundhog in the yard, I don't know, a couple of weeks ago. Might have been, about a month ago, I guess, now. But I got a big old German Shepherd back there in the backyard, and that groundhog didn't belong there, so it's no longer with us. She took care of it.
But now the neighbor we had two last year, and they took up residence up on the neighbor's shed, and our son-in-law took care of those two, and these two, they're not, they're trying to trap them now, but I don't think they're going to be able to trap them. These two are pretty big, pretty good size ones, too. They just took up residence. They didn't, he's got a shed sitting up off the ground about 8 or 10 inches or so in one side, and instead of putting some stuff, I told him, I said, put you some hog wire around or something like that. I said, that may keep them out. But I said, otherwise, as soon as those two, as soon as you get rid of those two, as soon as spring comes along, they start roaming around. I said, you wind up with another pair up under there. Sure enough, I don't know where they skedaddled down to this vacant lot or not. I hadn't seen them since they put that cage out, that trap out. But I said, you ain't going to. They've been using cantaloupe. You know, they like cantaloupe. That's a good bait for them. I said, but you need to put that thing out there when it's fresh in the morning out there and just sit out there with whatever you need to get them with, you know, and sit out there and wait on them. But I can't use that. And my yard's sloping up, afraid it might hit somebody's house or something. I'd have to get up on top of the roof to get them that way. But I think he used one of those high-powered 22 pellet rifles to get them last year. And, hoping they're going to get them. Well, they sure make a mess. They'll try to get up under everything they can.
That, unfortunately. But, hell, I hope you get that taken care of, or they do, and get them dealt with. Jerry, I've arrived here at the house, unfortunately. I got to jump out see if I can crank a lot. Well, I got to take the dog food in and the other stuff in, and then I got to get on the lawnmower and cut the grass, and then I'm going to get out of here. Hopefully my wife will have some balls made up out of this string that I bought. I bought some of this, this brown twine, and it's in a big roll, and I can't handle the roll over the plant, so she'll have to make me a whole bunch of them little balls, you know, wind them up into a ball so I can handle them, so I can get the strings up for the green beans. But in the meantime, you take care. Have a great day. Good talking with you. And hope to hear you on the net in just a little while. We'll say 73 to you for now, Jerry. You have a good afternoon. N4DJC, KI4DOS Mobile.
Thing I want to do is get in the way of anybody doing any work, because that's one thing I'm tend to avoid, but I don't mind other people doing it. You take it easy. Good talking to you. Hope you get your grass cut this afternoon. Get this string for them beans. I know they'll be good. Take it easy, Gary. KI4DOS and 4DJC.
Jerry, I wonder how I had time to go to work. I got so much to do around the house. Ray Allison used to say that a lot, but I didn't know what he meant until I retired. I do now. You have a good afternoon, 73. N4DJC, KI4DOS clear.
Hey, Roger that, Gary. Ray had right, idea. He knew exactly what he was talking about. God rest his soul. You will talk to you later, Gary, N4DJC, clear.